Want an ad-free version of Daily Tech Headlines and support the show directly? Go to DailyTechHeadlines.com to find out how.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Stripe Tap to Pay on iPhone came along and changed everything. With Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. No more juggling different methods. Just a simple tap on my iPhone and transactions are complete. What's truly remarkable is how Stripe caters to all my customers' preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Stripe ensures a smooth checkout experience every time. Setting up Stripe was a breeze, taking just minutes to get up and running. From local markets to global retailers, Stripe helped me expand my reach and grow my business with ease. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone.
These are the Daily Tech Headlines for Wednesday, March 4th, 2020. I'm Tom Merritt. A feature Google showed at CES that reads web pages aloud is rolling out worldwide. Users can tell Google Assistant, read it or read this page, and the page will be read aloud and words highlighted as they are read. You can tap the screen to move to a particular section as well. You can also adjust the speed of the reading to be slower or faster. The feature translates between 42 languages. Google announced it will not host an in-person Google I.O. event starting May 12th out of concern for the COVID-19 virus. Google is looking into an alternative format for the event. Tickets will be refunded by March 13th. Amazon Studios joined Twitter and Facebook in canceling its plans to attend the South by Southwest conference in Austin starting March 13th. Amazon had planned two screenings, some panels, and a marketing event. Twitter announced it will test a new sharing format called Fleets, starting in Brazil. Fleets cannot receive likes, public replies, or retweets and disappear after 24 hours. Fleets will show up in a rounded profile icon at the top of the timeline from people who follow each other. Fleets do not show up in search or moments and cannot be embedded on external websites. Hulu's live TV service is now available on Sony's PlayStation, joining YouTube TV as options to replace the now-closed PlayStation View streaming TV service. Hulu's existing PlayStation app will be updated to give access to live TV features. TikTok maker ByteDance has released its first music streaming app called Resso in India. Resso has licensing in India with most major labels and publishers, though not yet with Universal. Resso offers social features like sharing lyrics and comments. The free tier includes ads and limits streaming quality to 128 kilobytes per second. For 99 rupees a month on Android or 119 rupees a month on iOS, you get no ads and 256 kilobits per second streaming, as well as the ability to skip tracks. Resso has been test marketed in Indonesia as well. The Foldit puzzle game, which crowdsources research into protein folding in a game format, has added a COVID-19 virus-related puzzle. The hope is to develop a protein that binds to COVID-19 to block interaction with human cells and halt infection. Human players are often better than computers at finding certain solutions. However, the Folding at Home project is also researching the virus. Folding at Home uses spare computer cycles to power a computer model. Analyst Ming-Chi Kuo sent a note to investors saying his sources indicate Apple has six products coming this year and will use mini LEDs, a 12.9-inch iPad Pro, a 27-inch iMac Pro, a 14.1-inch MacBook Pro, a 16-inch MacBook Pro, a 10.2-inch iPad, and a 7.9-inch iPad Mini. Mini LEDs are smaller, so can use more backlights, control local dimming better, and deliver improved contrast, brightness, and black levels. Google announced it will make advanced Hangouts Meet video conferencing capabilities available to all G Suite and G Suite for Education customers until July 1st, 2020. Those advanced features include larger meetings and live streaming and the ability to record and save meetings for later viewing. Microsoft is offering free six-month trials to the premium version of its Microsoft Teams. That premium version has more calling and meeting features than the free version, and Microsoft is updating the free version of Teams to let users schedule meetings for video calling starting March 10th. The information sources say Facebook will offer digital versions of government-backed currencies alongside the proposed Libra currency in Facebook's Calibra wallet. The Libra currency, expected to launch this summer, will now be delayed by several months, according to those sources. Bloomberg's sources say Libra itself will be recast as a payments network that could operate with multiple coins. Social imaging editing app Visco is adding a new feature called Montage that lets paying members edit photos and videos together on one canvas to create a collage-like image. Montage can be portrait, landscape, or square, and collaborators can add photos and videos from their camera rolls. The collage can change scenes for up to 2 minutes and then save as an MOV, or if it doesn't change scenes and it's just a still, as a JPEG. Visco's paid membership currently costs $20 a year. Finally, access to all sites on the web have been restored in Indian-administered Kashmir 8 months after connectivity was cut off. However, the restoration only applies to 2G postpaid connections, all verified prepaid connections, and fixed lines with MAC address binding. The Kashmir Chamber of Commerce estimates local businesses have lost around $2.4 billion due to the disconnection. For more discussion of the tech news of the day, subscribe to DailyTechNewsShow.com and remember to rate and review Daily Tech Headlines wherever you get your podcasts. Thanks for listening. We'll talk to you next time.
Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/newsadfree. That's amazon.com/newsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.